It's time to bring in Mike Causey. It is time for us to check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you gave me one last night.
Yeah, you know, I took a shot.
Oh, God. I turned it off right and went to bed. It was a very boring game. I know it wound up with Chicago winning, but it just appeared to me to be a sloppy game, so I just turned it off.
Yeah, unlike the Steelers, who got six or seven turnovers and lost, the Redskins turned it over five times and couldn't beat the Bears. So that was it.
Yeah, 31-15. So where do we stand now on the NFL?
You're 9-7, and I'm 12-4.
That's not going to change much over the course of the year, I don't think. All right. With that being said, the wild card races in baseball, the Cubs are a half game out. The Cubs are four games back. The Mets are five. They're hanging on by the skin of their teeth. And Washington and Milwaukee have it. But on the American League, it's a dogfight between Cleveland and Tampa Bay. Oakland's a game and a half up, but Cleveland and Tampa Bay,
Cleveland's only a half game behind, but the Rays have played one extra game. So if the Indians win that extra game, it's a dead flat-footed tie. So that's going to go down to the wire. The National League's finished. The Brewers and the Nationals get the play-in game. The Cubs are four games out. The Mets shot themselves in the foot yesterday. They're five games out. Their seasons are done.
Yeah.
The Cubs had an epic collapse at the end of the year not to play in that play-in game.
It'd be very interesting to see what the front office does and who comes in to manage Chicago next year.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be Joe Girardi, ex-Cub.
All depends, I think, who the GM is. I don't think it's going to be Theo, do you?
No. Yeah. If it is, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to go because he's the one that built the team, and the team didn't produce.
Boy, that's putting it mildly, mildly.
Epic collapse, but still not the greatest collapse of baseball.
No. Well, I don't know how that one's ever going to be matched.
Can't be.
Yeah.
Up three games to none in the playoffs and losing can never be matched.
Yeah, it can't. That's one that will forever be there.
Yep, they're on the top and the bottom of the spectrum.
Pretty amazing. All right, what else is going on in sports?
Not a heck of a lot. Last night there was only the football game, a couple of baseball games. The Rays won yesterday, so that's the extra game.
Yeah.
They beat the Red Sox 7-4, so that's how they're half a game ahead. And either team that makes it, I think the Indians have a lot better shot of beating Oakland than Tampa. Tampa's just not playing good. They're doing the one pitcher an inning. That's not going to win a game in the playoffs. And the Indians, I think, are just better. They're a better team than the Rays. And a one-game play-in between the A's and the Indians is just criminal because neither team deserves a one-game play-in. They're both deservingly of playing in the playoffs.
Well,
they're both good enough to win a championship.
I mean, you look at this. The amount of wins that they have, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, Tampa Bay's got 93 wins, Oakland's got 94, and Cleveland has 92. I mean, that's just staggering. But
it's close, but it would still, you know, it just solidifies what I say all the time. You don't need this extra playoff game. You have a tremendous playoff run right there for one place. Either one of these three teams can have the top spot in the playoff game, meaning that either one of these three teams would be the fourth team to make the playoffs.
Yes.
And it just shows you that teams like the Cubs, the Mets, and the Phillies, and the Diamondbacks, who were in this fake race for an extended period of time, get flushed down the toilet because they're not any good. And the teams that are good still make a race of it. You got the Brewers and the Nationals almost in a flat-footed tie for the top spot in the National League. That's going to go down to the weekend. And you got the A's, the Rays, and the Indians a half game apart. That's going to go down. So Either way, this there would be a race, but baseball, just like the news, needs to sensationalize things to make something out of nothing, and that's why you have this ridiculous play-in game.
And also, when you look at Major League Baseball, I think it's only the second time it's happened, and that is you're going to have four teams with 100 wins. You got the Dodgers, you got the Astros.
Yeah, that hasn't happened in a long time.
I mean,
no, you're only going to have three.
Three.
I doubt you're going to have four. If you have four, you can have five because both the Braves and the Twins have 96.
Yeah.
So they both have to win four out of their last six games to make 100. So you might have five teams with 100 wins.
But you know, but you look at it, and that shows you the lack of depth of talent in baseball.
You have five teams with 100 wins, and you have three teams with 50 or less. You've got the Tigers that have 46 wins, the Orioles 51, Kansas City 57, Miami 55. That's pitiful.
Yeah.
The old adage in baseball is everybody wins 60 and everybody loses 60. Guess what? Everybody doesn't win 60 anymore.
Well, guess what? You've got four teams right now that are at 100 or more losses.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the watering down of the product. Sooner or later, it happens.
You got a lot of people playing in major leagues that don't belong there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of players on teams that are winning have players that don't belong there.
Pretty amazing. Anything else we want to go over in sports?
I think that's about it. Hockey's still in preseason. Basketball, I think they're playing in Lower Australia or something. I don't know what they're doing.
Hey, you see, they broke ground for the Islanders' new home.
Yeah, Belmont.
Yeah, they hope to get it done by late in the 2020 season, but at the latest 2021.
2020? You mean in the spring?
No, late in the season.
Late in this season?
No.
For the beginning of next season?
No, beginning of next season. They're going to really
never
push
happen.
Yeah, I know. But it's never just
happen.
Wild. Never
construction companies and unions, this thing won't be done to 2023.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll probably say they found an Indian burial ground there or something. They'll have to move it again.
Probably it's what happens nowadays. All right. I will check with you mañana.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.